Okay, so I want to talk about Korech. Korech is one of the lesser understood parts of the Seder. We have this. We have a paragraph about it that I think is the extent of our education on the topic, which we say Zeichel Mikdash Kehilah Kena Sehilah Bismatcha Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim. Right, Hayakorech Matzah Mor Pesach Matzah Mor Ochum Yachad Lekayim Hashnemar Al Matzah Zmorim Yachlu. So we're like, oh, okay, right? It's been inappropriately named the Hillel sandwich, right? Obviously, we know that it's not a sandwich. The Lashon Kricha means a wrap, not a sandwich. Obviously, it's a discussion as to what the, you know, matzahs in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, exactly how thick they were, but they weren't like our matzahs today, right? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes the matzahs are allowed to be up to a tefach thick, right? So a tefach is very thick, saying it. Right, it's a trivia question since we're doing the Parshas of Karbanos. What were the only two things in the Beis HaMikdash that were chametz? One you should know. One, if you don't know, you know, you shouldn't be embarrassed. But one you should be embarrassed. Lechem Apanim was not chametz. Lechem Apanim was kosher for Passover. One of them you should, you will know once I tell you. Very good, very good. How many loaves of bread did you have to bring with your Korban Todah? 40 loaves of bread, right? You had to bring, there's a whole famous comment of the Netziv about that, but why? It's the most amount of food in the shortest Zman Achila, because they dafka, when you brought a Korban Todah, they wanted you to bring as many people to the table as possible. The Netziv says you want to be mefarsing the nace that Hashem did for you, that you caused you to bring this Korban Todah. So you dafka made it a very big party. But so 10 out of those 40 loaves were chametz. No, 30 out of the 40 were not. That's one. Well, the different types. There's four different types of loaves. You guys were here when we did Shavuos, right? So I assume nobody did the first two prakim of Shavuos because they were just really hard and esoteric. So I think this is discussed somewhere in the second parak of Shavuos. I'm not mistaken. They discussed it a little bit in terms of what the styles of the 40 loaves were. So, but there were four different styles of bread that were brought. And 10 of them were chametz, and the other ones, that one you should have known because we don't say Mizmeh Lesoda on Erev Pesach. We don't say, so why don't we say Mizmeh Lesoda on Erev Pesach? Because you're not allowed to be mamayit the zman achilas hakorban. Technically, you could have really pounded the 40 loaves of bread that morning and had like a huge, you know, everybody's online in Dunkin' Donuts, Erev Pesach, Motzai Pesach, so you could have had your own Dunkin' Donuts party with, you know, with your korban todah. And you brought your whole chabura together. Everybody's in Yerushalayim anyway. You could have just said kol dichvin, you know, everybody come and eat from my lach metodah. So we'll kind of. But the iser is to be memayit the zman achila. You would only have had until the fourth, you know, the fifth hour into the day or so to eat the lach metodah. Where really the zman itself is longer than that, so you're not allowed to lower the zman in order to do that, right? So that's for starters. That's one type of chametz. The other type of chametz that was brought is the shtei alechem on Shavuos, so that if you didn't know, I don't think you should. But the other one you should be very ashamed. Anyway, that's the terms of the style of bread in the Beis HaMikdash. So you say, well, how could it be that the lechem aponim wasn't chametz? We know it was thick and soft. The answer is matzah is also thick and soft. You're allowed to build. In other words, the din that the Mechaber paskin is that matzah, which is above a tefach thick, we don't eat because we assume that it might have risen a little bit because it's too hard for us to tell. But essentially, it could be as thick as you want. If it didn't rise for 18 minutes and it got baked through and through within 18 minutes, you're good. So technically, you could have bread, you know, which looks like bread. It's probably more dense than bread, but it's really matzah. But Lamaisa, what we do is based on the Ramah. The Ramah says our minhug is to eat what we call rikikin. Rikikin, we translate usually as like wafers or something like, you know, crunchy. Not so poshut either that the wafers that we eat, the crunchy stuff that we call matzah. So everyone agrees that is matzah. You could be yotze your mitzvah achilas matzah with it. There's no question. But it doesn't have to be that way. Some say even according to the Ramah, it doesn't have to be crunchy. It just has to be as thin as possible. I don't know, if you look in the footnotes on the area of baking comments that I just gave out, I had a whole svar as to what I thought the machlokes mechaber Ramah was, but not so posh. But anyway, so that's a good question. It depends really who you ask. The one thing is for sure, they're definitely not chametz. Meaning, if you're there are definitely people who general intonation of the entire Pesach process is to be extremely machmir, and therefore we would see these floppy, soft things, and we would quickly throw them in the garbage or burn them or whatever, and like get them off the table. They're trafing up my whole house. They're definitely not trafing up your house. They're definitely kosher to Pesach, no question, right? Whether or not the minig of Ashkenazim is to eat them, okay, so that depends on different rabbanim. I've heard some rabbanim say you can have, if you have a Sephardi brother-in-law or whatever, and he's eating his soft matzah, so you can have them at the table and everything. I've heard other rabbanim, I don't want to name names because I don't know if it's official in public that they hold this way, but like other, more than one major Talmud Chacham, I've heard him say, not only can you have them at the table, but you can have them in your plate and you can eat them. And, because they held, even within the Ramah, the din of Rikikin doesn't mean it has to be crunchy, it just means it has to be thin. And these matzahs are also thin. So, I don't know. Whatever. That's a discussion. So, Lamaisa, the Kricha was very similar to what we do with the Lafa. You have a thick, not thick, but a floppy, round matzah, and you put you had a Kezias of Pesach, you had a Kezias of Karban Pesach, you put the Kezias of Pesach in there, you take your maror, right? Nowadays they've replaced the maror with, Israeli salad and hot sauce and whatever, and you put the stuff in the middle and you wrap it up and you eat them together. The kaya mashenem are matzah samarorim yochlu, right? Right. Except the good one, not like turkey with just a little lamb fat. This is a pure lamb. Well, the ma'aseh it wasn't that satisfying of a shawarma because you have to remember we only ate one kezias of korban pesach the whole night. Really, you filled up on the other korbanos. You filled up on the chagiga and the shalmi simcha and everything, and you basically getting very hungry. Anyway, you basically fill up on everything else, and then you eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. You eat it dafka, it's the icing on the cake. You want it to be almost full because we don't want to have a problem of no sir. On one hand, according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, once the clock strikes 12, once Chatzos comes along, your Korban Pesach becomes no sir. So that's a major problem. So we want to make sure that everything is finished. On the other hand, we have the opposite problem. What's the opposite problem? Well, Achil Gas is definitely a problem, but even without that, we have the problem of Etzem Lo Sish Brubo, meaning you have to eat it all, but you can't eat so much that you're going to be breaking the bones and taking out extra. So we want you to be full, but we don't want you to be, too full that it's going to be Achil Gasa, but we also want to make sure that all of the Korban Pesach gets eaten. So we're a little stuck, so that's why they used to have major big chaburas come together on one Korban. I don't know exactly how many kezesim you can get from a lamb, but I assume many. And everybody would dafka eat one kezias of Korban Pesach after they filled up on the other foods of the evening, and that's what they would do. Okay, but just moving in, so the kricha would be that you would wrap them all together and you eat the Korban Pesach together. Let's look at the little gemara here that discusses the topic in source number one. It says Amar Avina, Amar Li Rav Sharshia Breid Rav Nosson, Hachi Amar Hillel Mishmei de Gemara. Right, Hillel was obviously not quoting the gemara; it means he had a tradition. Right, lo nichroch inesh matza umora bahade hadadi venechol mishum de svira la matza bezman hazeh doraisa umora de rabbanon v'asi umora de rabbanon v'atalele matza doraisa. Okay, so what is he talking about? Nowadays, how many mitzvos doraisa can you fulfill at the Seder? Well, there's basically five major mitzvos, not counting mitzvos you would have been doing anyway. Right, somebody say, well, you can do Kiddush at the Seder, and Kiddush Friday night, we assume it's doraisa, right? Not counting that. Saying, mitzvahs that you can do at the Seder. What are we doing, Lamaisa? Right, Sipur. Well, let's say Zechira we have every night. So we have with Sipur, right? So we have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What else? Achilas Matzah. Hallel. What? I was saying that's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for argument's sake. That's a discussion also, but for argument's sake, it's part of Sipur. Right. So we got Hallel. We got Achilas Matzah. We got Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What else? I think the Rambam counts five total mitzvahs. You have Achilas Maror, and you have Dalet Kosos. So which ones of those are Doraisa?
Matzah
is Doraisa. Maror is Bizman Hazeh, as we just read in the Gemara. Maror Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. I will explain why in a second. Hallel, Machlogis, Rambam, and the Ramban, although I think there's a Briska Rav where he wants to say that maybe this kind of Hallel on the Seder night could be Doraisa for the Rambam too. But so let's assume Hallel is Darabonin for argument's sake, right? Sefer is Daraisa, and Dalet Kosos is definitely Darabonin, right? Dalet Kosos is definitely Darabonin, and that's why they say, everybody's very into this new thing, that they say, well, how much should, what should your shiur reviyas be for the Leil HaSeder? So it depends. If it's the first kos, so it should be a little bit bigger, maybe a little over 4 ounces. You know, and if it's the rest of the kos is maybe, you know, 3.5 ounces or so, because first kos is a kos of Kiddush, of a Friday night, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, whereas the other kosos are pure d'rabanan, in the sense that they're only dalad kosos, so maybe it should be a little bit bigger. All right, it's a question also. But, so matzah is d'oraisa, even bizman hazeh. Maror, what do you mean, maror is d'rabanan? It says in the pasuk, al matzah z'marorim yochlu. It's in the Torah, can't get more d'oraisa than that, right? So what's the answer? Why is it d'rabanan? It says in the Torah, al matzah z'marorim yochlu.
It's only applies when it's...
Right. I mean, the maror is only d'oraisa as an accoutrement to the Karban Pesach, but it's not d'oraisa on its own. Matzah is a separate pasuk of be'erev tochlu matzos. You're supposed to eat matzah, even not in conjunction with the Karban Pesach. Separate mitzvah to eat matzah on the Leil HaSeder, and therefore it's d'oraisa either way. So now you're going to have yourself a following problem. You're going to take, we don't have the Pesach, so you're going to take your matzah and you're going to take your maror and you're going to wrap them together and you're going to eat them. So you have a mitzvah d'oraisa wrapped up with a mitzvah d'rabanan. Okay, it's nice. We like mitzvos. So why is that a problem? So there's a, so, you, so the Gemara continues. It says, well, before we even get there, it says, "V'asi mara d'rabanan umevatel le matzah d'oraisa." Maror, which is d'rabanan, is going to nullify the matzah, which is d'oraisa. V'afilu l'man d'amar mitzvos ein mevat lezu azu. Even if you hold mitzvos, do not nullify one another. Hani mili d'oraisa b'd'oraisa, d'rabanan b'd'rabanan. Avol d'oraisa b'd'rabanan, asi d'rabanan v'vatalei l'd'oraisa. So that's only if they're both on the same level, d'oraisa d'oraisa or d'rabanan d'rabanan. But if one is a higher level than the other, so then the lower level one is going to nullify the higher level one. So again, if you put the two together and you have in your mouth the taste of the matzah and the taste of the maror, the flavor of the mitzvah d'rabanan automatically cancels out the flavor of the mitzvah d'oraisa. Simple explanation is just like it's kind of a bit of a disgrace for the mitzvah d'oraisa to have to hang out with the mitzvah d'rabanan like that, and therefore you only end up with a kiyum of the lowest possible level. And therefore, if the maror is d'rabanan bizman hazeh, you cannot wrap it together with the matzah because everyone agrees that the matzah will be canceled by the maror, so all you'll be left with is a kiyum mitzvah d'rabanan of achilas maror, and you'll have lost your mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah. And who's the author of this statement? Hillel. Hillel, we know, is a big fan of eating everything together, but he says bizman hazeh, you can't do it. So now the Gemara just goes a little further. Man tana d'shamis lei mitzvahs ein mevat lezuzu. Who is the tana who speaks out and says that mitzvahs do not cancel each other out? Hillel, that is Hillel. Meaning Hillel holds mitzvahs do not cancel each other out, but as we said, only if they're on the same level. D'tanya, because we have the following braisa. Amru alav al Hillel, shehayu korchon bevasachas va'ochlon. It's stated about Hillel, he used to wrap up his Karban Pesach, his matzah and maror together, and eat them as one. Shenemar al matzah samarom yochlu. As it says, you're supposed to eat them al matzah samaror. Am Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan says, cholkin alav chavera v'hillel. Everyone else argues on Hillel. D'tanya, yachol yehei korchon bevasachas va'ochlon kiderech shehillel ochlon. I might think you're supposed to do like Hillel and eat them all together. Talmud lomar, al matzah samarom yochlu hu. Afilu zeb ifnei atzmo v'zeb ifnei atzmo. Right? It doesn't say you, it says you should eat it. Right? So it sounds like each one can be eaten in the singular. Right? So this is a machlokas, we're not going to have time to get into it. The Rashbam and Tosas here, and it's also machlokas Mohammed and the Baal Amor, about what's the sheet of the Rabbanan what's the sheet of Hillel that you must eat them together, and the Rabbanan hold you can even eat them separately if you choose, or is it Minakotza Elakotza, one that you have to versus you can't, right? For argument's sake, let's just assume, like the Rashbam, that it's talking about, and the Ramban also.
Question on the word afilu.
Yeah, it's a question on the girsa, even. If you look in the, if you read the Tosas in source number 3, he basically spells it out for you. But basically, you know, we're assuming for argument's sake, Hillel holds, you must eat them together, the Rabbanan hold, you can eat them together, but you don't have to. Okay. So that's Rabbi Yochanan saying, everyone else argued against Hillel. Okay. So then he says, Maskif lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Iochi maya filu. What does the word afilu mean? El amar avashi haitana hachigotan. This is how you read this braisa. Yachol lo yatsa behu yidei chovaso elim kein korchan bevasachas v'ochlan. Kiderach shehil ochlan. I might think you have to do it this way or you're not yotze, like Hillel. Talmud lomar al matzah samarom yochlu afilu zeb if neasma afilu zeb. This girsa is the way the Rashbam learns. This is the way the Ramban learns. That the Rabbanan hold, you can choose to eat them separately, but you can also choose to eat them together, whereas Hillel says you must eat them together. So then the Gemara concludes, Hashta de lo itmar hilchasa lo kihila velo kirabanan. We don't have a conclusion as to how the halacha is. Mavarech alachilas matzah v'achil, v'hadar mavarech alachilas mara v'achil, v'hadar achal matzah v'chasa v'hadi adadi below bracha, zecher lemikdash kihila. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to eat, make a bracha on matzah, eat that, make a bracha on mar, eat that, and then do what we call korich, and eat them together without a bracha, as a zecher lemikdash. It's kind of weird. This last statement of the Gemara is very perplexing. It says, since we don't have a psak halacha, whether Hillel is right or the Rabbanan are right, so what would you say? What would you say? We don't know who's right. So what should you do?
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Eat them all together.
You should eat them all together or not? You don't eat them all together. Right, but then here's we have a little bit of a problem. Meaning, correct. Meaning you have options, but on the other hand, you don't know what to do.
Rabbanan can't be Rabbanan in general, or else why wouldn't we be? It must be seeing our opinion.
Right, that's a good question. Pashto says it was many against Hillel, but it could be that Hillel also had others on his side as well. We just don't. It's known as Hillel Shita. I don't know. It could be.
If we know that Matz is Dereisna and Mar is Rabbanan, and we know that Mitzvah is Bakhti Zosa, so why would you have a Hamina that you would?
Right, and furthermore, you can't do like Hillel. Hillel says you can't do like me. Right? Hillel said, don't do this bizman hazeh, you could only do this bizman hamikdash. Hillel lived like, on both ends of the mikdash, apparently. And he says, you can't do like me.
Apparently, even in times of the mikdash, there were people who didn't do like Hillel, because there were some people who hold that mitzvah.
Right, so Hillel held, no, so that was the whole machlokus, perhaps, whether or not we're going to say mitzvah mevat lezuazu. Right, and we're going to learn it out from this exact pasuk. You know, would you say they wouldn't be mavata one another because they're both daraisa? So Hillel holds they're not mavata each other, right? But lemaisa, so we're eating matzah, but in other words, maybe the way to do matzah is to eat it dafka with the mara, and the way to do mara is to eat it dafka with the matzah.
All right, so we'll do that. We'll do both.
So that's what we are doing, right? So we're doing the korech together, right? We're doing the korech together. So should we do that first or second? So basically, it's just an interesting lesson of the Gemara. Meaning, if I wouldn't have, I could have learned the Gemara much better. I thought, if you just take out that line, Hashta delo itmar hilchso lo kihila velo karabanan. Take that line out and just say, like, now what do? We eat matzah, we eat maror, and then we do zeichel and mikdash kihila. Why? Because we're not doing anything wrong. We're doing what Hillel would have done had the Beis HaMikdash been alive. But Hillel himself told us not to do this anymore. You know, we can't do it anymore. It's impossible. So basically, I don't know why the fact that we don't know if the halacha is like Hillel or the Rabbanan has any shaykhus to anything. Right? I don't know. Oh, yeah. Look very interested, yes. Anyway, so the I don't know why that has anything to do with anything. Right? Why should you say the fact that Hillel, we don't know if the halacha was like Hillel or the Chachamim is relevant to whether or not we do a zeichel mikdash kehillel? So I think it's very simple, you know, nothing fancy to answer the question. Anybody have an answer? Saying like, if you say like you said before, Hillel was outvoted, right? Okay, Hillel was outvoted. So, Memanashah, we're trying very hard to do things the right way, even when we can't do them the right way. For example, right, everybody asks the question, why do we do Urchatz? Why do we do Urchatz? You know the answer. What?
you're going to dip, you have to wash your hands before.
Right, because you're going to eat a davar shetibula b'mashkin, so you have to wash netilas yadayim. So then why don't we make a bracha?
It's a suffix
what? It's a suffix whether or not we hold that way b'zman hazeh, that now that we're not makban and tum and tahara in general, was there a takana of netilas yadayim the same way there was a takana of netilas yadayim for bread, let's say? Right? Or no, it was like, it was not the same level of a takan, and therefore we don't make a bracha, because maybe we're not knowing it bizmanaza anyway. So, Milanasha, if you do it, you should do it all the time. If you don't do it all the time, don't do it on Seder night either. Right? So some answer, yeah, in a chinami, we're not really doing it for any good reason. We just want to do things in a funny way so the kids will ask questions. Right? Okay. That's could be true. And then there's the other approach, like those who follow the Vilna Gaon, is like, this is a raya that all year round you should be washing with the bracha when you eat a davar shetibula b'mashkin. And so, the gra, I think, on this night and on every other night, washed with the bracha for davar shetibula b'mashkin, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So the Netziv has a very nice answer, which is relevant to us in the sense that the Netziv says, on the Seder night, we're always trying to remind ourselves of the way things were in the times of Beis HaMikdash. Right? You have to remember, our Pesach Starim, as great as they are, it's still Iker Chasim and a Sefer. It's still, we're missing the highlight of the Seder, is the Karban Pesach. Saying we're missing the main point of the Seder. Everything else is really just surrounding the Karban Pesach. You know, so like, we're trying our best to constantly remind ourselves of the way things were in the times of Beis HaMikdash. So in the times of Beis HaMikdash, everyone was Makban and Tum and Tara, so everybody watched for a Dabashi Tibul B'mashkin. So we're also washing. We're not going to make a bracha on a zecher, but still, it's really a zecher l'mikdash. So we're always trying to do things zecher l'mikdash. So the Gemara is saying here, in the times of Beis HaMikdash, what was the halacha? Was the halacha like Hillel, or was it like the Rabbanan? So we don't know. So since we don't know, it's kedai to make a zecher. Meaning, in a chinami, you can't be yotze according to Hillel b'zman hazeh, because you can't do it the way, he wouldn't even want you to do it that way. Because of mitzvah simvat lazu azu, because mar is the rabbanim is not. You can't do it that way. So, but we want to make a zeichel of mikdash because we want to at least remind ourselves the right way to do things if the Beis HaMikdash was around. And remember, we should think about the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to do that, we want to make a proper zeicher. So we want to know, was the halacha like Hillel or was it like the rabbanim? We don't know. So okay, so at least we're going to make a zeichel of mikdash ke Hillel, to say that it could be that this is the way things were done in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not sure, but it's worthy of a zecher since there's at least one major mandamar who is not officially outvoted who holds this way. I think that's just the way you read the Gemara, Alpi Pashtus, that we're making a zecher l'mikdash. We're not going to be doing it b'toras halacha, but as a zecher, we're going to consider the possibility, and therefore, since Hillel wasn't outvoted, we want to make a real zecher to the way he did things.
But it's possible that we're just doing this completely wrong and there's no apparent reason,
It's possible that Hillel is not the correct mahalach. So even according to Hillel, b'zman hazeh, we were yotzi the mitzvah of matzah correctly and the mitzvah of marah derabanan correctly.
And there's no purpose of doing korech.
And there's no reason to do korech other than to remember the way Hillel used to do it. Now, we wouldn't care the way Hillel did it if he was outvoted. But he's not outvoted. It's not clear. So therefore, it's kedai to at least remember the sheet of Hillel the way it used to be. Okay. Let's just go over to source number 4 for a second. Tosfos just gives you the flip side of the situation. He says, you see Tosfos number 4, he says, Elam avarach amatzamar av acham varach amar v'chule, im haya korech shneim yachad chila, hava asimara derabanan umavata l'matza. So let's say we would just eat it straight up. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara told us that the maror would be mavata l'matza. Okay, so I have a good solution now, says Tosfos. So, Mara is the Rabbanan, Matzah is the Raisa. So for sure you got to do your Matzah the Raisa first. Okay, but now, let's do Mara the right way. Let's take the Matzah and wrap up the Mara. So you Yotze Matzah the Raisa. Now let's eat the Mara together with the Matzah, the way it's supposed to be. So Vim Haya Ocha Matzah below Mara, Tchila. So you'd eat the Matzah first without Mara. Kishaya Korchan Akakach. But then you'd wrap them together. Asi matzah dirishus umevatel mara derabanan. The matzah, which is now a rishus, would be mevatel the mara derabanan. So there's no way to do it other than the Gemara's solution. Umiyu, ihava kaimalan kehillel. If we would have paskin like Hillel, hava avdinan hachi, matzah lechuda, vahodar matzah umara bekricha. First just eat matzah. Then eat the matzah and the mara together. Why? Kevan shetzarech lasos midirabonan mitzvah kricha kehillel havidirabonan vidirabonan. Because what is mara? Mara is matzah together with mara. That's what mara is. There's no, because think about the type of derabanan we're talking about here. Yeah, name a din derabanan for a second. Not any din derabanan you can think of, right? Muktzah, right? So what is muktzah? It's mostly a special takanas to protect the sanctity of Shabbos, right? Exactly. It's some type of, we're protecting something. We're trying to, you know, we have Shabbos. We know what Shabbos is, and we want to like make sure Shabbos is special. So we protect it with muktzah. Sometimes you have klishe lachto iser, which is maybe protecting the malacha itself, and you have other types of muktzah where we're just trying to keep you chilled out on Shabbos, right? It's designed to protect the deraisa, right? Or you have something else like Chanukah or Dalet Kosos, where it's just a takana. You know, a special thing we invented midrabanan, we're trying to, you know, make stama takana. Right, until sidayim is like kind of a little of both. It's to protect truma, but it's also to, you know, stama takana. Okay. So, what is mor the rabbanan? Right? It's a zecher takana, right? In other words, it's not like the other dinim. It's not like a gzera, don't do this lest you come to do that. Or we're just going to stop make a takana because it makes sense. Mara derabanan is a special kind of derabanan, which is basically do the mitzvah doraisa, but now betaris derabanan. Right? If the Beis HaMikdash would have been around, he would have had the Karban Pesach, he would have done mara, right? But since there's no Beis HaMikdash, do it anyway. Right? Like some Rishonim hold by Svir Sa'omer. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Svir Sa'omer Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanan, because it's only the Raisa when it's in conjunction with the Karban Omer. So it's a special kind of Rabbanan. It's not the average Rabbanan, right? It's basically like we're saying Mara. Svir Sa'omer is do count Svira the same way you would have had it been the Raisa. Now just do it in the Rabbanan. Right, it's very rare that you find such types of derabanans.
What do you make a bracha on Svir Sa'omer?
Oh, we make brachas on mitzvahs derabanan. The Gemara at the end of Sukkah says we can have heichan sivan and milo sasser. Right, you have the whole hak there with the Rambam and the Ramban, whatever. In the end of the day, we make brachas on mitzvahs derabanan. So maror is one of those types of mitzvahs. We're just going to do it, but the same way we would have done the deraisa, just as a derabanan. So says Tosfos, if you would have been doing Moror like Hillel, it wouldn't have been a problem to eat the matzah and the Moror together. Because the Derabanan version of Moror would have included matzah. So therefore, it wouldn't have been an issue. So what you would have done if you liked Hillel, if the halacha would be like Hillel is you do matzah. You got to do matzah separately. You have no choice. Right? Then you'd eat maror together with matzah, and they would not be mavata one another.
What would you make?
That's a good question. I don't know. What? I mean, the maror, you'd probably be, the maror would be the ikar only because that's the whole reason you're only doing it is to be makayim the derabanan of maror. But you, yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. That's
true every Judaism of matzah. Hmm? It's true of every Judaism of matzah.
Ah, so I thought about that also. I was thinking about that. Let's say you hold what's known as the Shita of the Gra, which is also found in a number of Rishonim, or you hold of this famous Diuk in the Rambam. There's two ways you could say that every Kizayis of Matzah you eat on the Leila Seder is a mitzvah. The Rambam, some are medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, where he basically says a mitzvah to eat matzah the Leila Seder, and mekevan she'ochel kezayis yotza. When you eat a kezayis of matzah, you're yotze. So it sounds like, you know, as much matzah as you eat, that's a mitzvah, but you need to have at least a kezayis. Right? So that people who like the Mishnah Berurah, that would be very good for them, because the Mishnah Berurah has you eating five kezayisim of matzah over the course of the Seder night. So you have five different shiurim of mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the, you know, think about it. The Mishnah Berurah has you eating two kezesim for motzi matzah, a kezias for korech, and two kezesim for afikoman. So the Torah is chumrah, the Torah is mikar adin, definitely only need three. But if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, Americans, we know how to eat. So mistama, we can eat a lot of matzah too. You know, if you could eat a full, you can look at the Carlson Gabby's menu and say, all right, I'll take it. You know, you can eat a lot of matzah on Leila Seder. It's not a problem. So, but in the end of the day, you know, if you hold like that diuk in the Rambam, or you have the Vilna Gaon's Mahalach, which is really, it's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah the entire Yontif of Pesach. So would you be able to say this, would you have Tosas's problem? Would you have told us this problem of Asi Matzo Mavatal Mora? Why would you?
It is Mitzvah D'oraisa. It's Matzo, so Mitzvah Mavatal.
Right, right. You just have the flip side of the problem. You'd have the same problem, it would just be the reverse.
Why can't you say you're translating the Matzo from the point of view of the Mora? And the only reason it's there is for the Darabon Mitzvah.
He's saying, but Lamaisa of the Matzo is a Kiyom HaMitzvah. So you're saying that I don't think you can
that's if you're calling the matzah and maror separate. But when you say that the way to do maror properly is maror and matzah, that's a separate mitzvah in and of itself. It's a separate image. Matzah maror and matzah are two different things. The matzah
right.
In the matzah maror is not the same as just matzah. So you wouldn't be wrong for it.
But it's a kiyum d'oraisa if you eat it.
If you eat just matzah, meaning the mitzvah of matzah is one thing.
Right.
And the mitzvah of maror is matzah maror. It's not the same matzah.
How do you circumvent the problem, though? I don't understand how that circumvents the problem.
Because it's something else. It's not the mitzvah of matzah that you would call the oraisa. It's part of a different mitzvah.
I don't know if you can just do that. Meaning, yeah, I think, because the pashtus is...
The mitzvah of maror is matzah maror. Something else.
Right, but that's the thing that Hillel says at the beginning of the sugya that you'd still have the problem of mitzvahs mevatla zuazu. Meaning Hillel would love for you to be able to do that.
That's if you wanted to be mostly the regular mitzvah of matzah with the mitzvah of korah, but you see that you can't do that.
No, you're not.
I mean, that's why you have to do matzah.
It's definitely not in the spirit of what the Gemara or Tosfos are saying. Tosfos is saying that like if you would hold like Hillel. That's when it wouldn't be mevatalit, because they would both be part of the same derabbanan. You understand? But it sounds like if there was no such takana derabbanan that you do it that way, then it would still be a problem.
When you say Mrs. Mevatal Zuzu, you say that the derabbanan is mevatal deraisa, but is the deraisa mevatal derabbanan?
No, the derabbanan, the lower one always nullifies the higher
the
one.
The lower one is still there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, but
it goes away.
Right, but it goes away, but it doesn't. Meaning, you still didn't accomplish anything per se.
Why not? Meaning, the mitzvah d'rabbanan, the maror and matzah, and then the mitzvah d'oraisa.
Okay. I hear that. You hear what he's saying? He's saying you get the matzah without the mitzvah of achilas matzah, so maybe you're okay. Huh? It's good word. You hear? Because he's saying that the matzah is d'oraisa and the maror is d'rabbanan. So the Mara nullifies the Kiyum HaMitzvah of the Matzah, but the Matzah's there. So maybe that would be the Matzah, the Mitzvah of Achilas Mara B'Zmanazeh. I don't know, it's cute. I don't know. You hear the timing, yeah.
This is how the Habim, I'm saying that let's do Matzah first and then have the Shkri class, right? Which case it would be Rishus against the Rabbanan for the
Kriya. Right.
Why not flip it? If you say it's Mivata, then do the Rabbanan with the Mitzvah of Kriya, then just do what he's saying, then to do Matzah afterwards. It's definitely going to be Kiyum and Mitzvah of Matzah.
One more time, I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Split that around. Do the krikah first, have the derabbanan and vatal deraisa, and then do achilas matzah afterwards.
So the matzah is currently what? When you eat it as korich, what is the matzah?
It's mevatel to whatever.
Nisbatel completely. And therefore. Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I don't know why it's not correct. But it isn't. Meaning, like, no, I'm saying, like, I don't know why the Gemara clearly could have suggested that. I'm saying it's the same thing as what he's saying. There's something wrong with it. I just have no idea what that something is. Meaning, it would be a shayla v'imavir na'al mitzvah in terms of you have the mitzvah d'oraisa that you have to do right away, and you're going to push it off. So I don't know enough to say why it's a problem. But clearly, the Gemara was not interested in that solution. You know, but I don't know exactly why.
This also is a very good raya for that we don't pass him like Hillel.
Why?
Because if we pass him like Hillel, we would do that.
it's a, if we paskin like Hillel, we would flip the order, you're saying? I don't know. I don't know that that's, meaning, even Hillel would say, Bizman Azeh, the matzah still the rice and the mar is still the rabbanon, so don't do that. Why did Hillel say don't do that? Why didn't he just suggest he's flipping it around? For some reason, he was not interested in eating your mitzvah d'oraisa b'toras bittel first. You know, I can't say why, but clearly it's not in the spirit of what the Gemara is trying to say. Okay. This is the basic yisod behind the din of Korech. I just want to go through a couple of details here in the halacha. So there's a machlokas. If you look in source number 5 in the tour, he quotes a machlokas Rishonim, do you dip your Korech in charoses? Right? I don't know. Do you guys know what you do? No, you definitely shouldn't. You shouldn't like add a lot of charoses to the mix, right? I don't know. I don't want to get involved in what people do at their storm, but some do, some don't, right? All right. I don't know. I'm not getting involved with that. I don't know. You should.
You gotta call the Maxwell House.
Right. Whatever the Maxwell House I go to says, that's the posting for Claudia Show. Anyway, I don't know. It says like this. The Torah says, "Achakach notel matzah shlishis." You take the bottom matzah, ubotzea mimena, ukorcha im hamorer, vaochel biyachad zecher lemikdash kehila. Shehaya korich pesach matzah mor vaochel. Right. So he quotes the Rav Yoh, the Kasev of Avia Ezri, the Rav Yoh, she'ein lo tov lo b'charoses. You should not dip the korich im charoses. To beis tibulin matzino bezmanazeh, the regilin lemevad kehila. Gimel lo matzino. He says, we know there's a rule. You dip twice on the Seder night. And that rule was made at the time when we were already doing the Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillah. And we say there's only two dippings at the Seder. There aren't three. So he says, obviously, you don't dip the Korach. As Reb Shmaya b'shem Rashi kasav, shetzarech letov lo b'charosis. So he says, and he quotes in the name of Rashi, that you do dip it in charosis. Chen kasav Adoni Yavi harashzal, V'tov lo b'charoses shekin ha'yehillel oseh. Ochol pesach matzamar v'tov b'charoses. So he quotes from the Rosh, and maybe Rashi as well, that of course you dip it in the charoses. The whole thing is a zecher l'mikdash kehillel, and when Hillel ate it, he certainly dipped it in charoses. So why wouldn't you? So that's the...
This part is very weak, because you can just do a lot about this.
It's not. I don't think that's his real raya. I think that's just like he's saying it's poshut that way, and like, and kach was nichnas into the folklore of the Seder. I don't think he was saying that's the reason why you don't dip it. I think the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch give better reasons, you know. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak of the Mechaber is that you do dip it. Achar kach notel matzah shlishis ubotzea mimena. You take the third matzah, you cut it, the korchim im amor v'tovla b'charosis, and you dip it in the charosis. That's the psak of the mechaber. The Ramah then says, Yeshalmim she'ein l'tovlo, v'chein hu b'minhagim, v'chein ro'isi no'agim. So he doesn't even say that's what he does. He says, I've seen those who don't. Right? He says, okay, but l'maisa, so it's a machlokis rishonim, becomes a machlokis in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit. And then he says, and then this is continuing with the mechaber now. Va'omer zeichel mikdash kehillah. You say the word zeichel mikdash kehillah. Va'ochlan biyachad behaseba. And you eat them with haseba. U'mishiyavarech alachilas matzah lo yasiach bedavar she'eno me'inyan asuda ad sheyochel kri chazu. Right? He says, from the time you make your alachilas matzah, don't stam shmooze for things which have nothing to do with the achilas maror and the achilas korech. Until you finish eating korech, kedesh etala birchas achilas matzah, birchas achilas maror gam lekri chazu, because we want the brachos to be chal on the korech as well. So Shulchan Aruch says, don't stam shmooze about what kind of matzah are you eating. I have shatzer, I have whatever the brands are. Like, you like it thin, you like it thick. These are things, good things to talk about stam. Very exciting conversations, but the lemaisa is not a good time to talk about it during this period of the Seder because we don't want there to be a major hefsik between the brachos on the matzah and the mar and the korech. That's the psak of the
chaver. Well,
you have in mind. That's nice, but if you then actually are mafsik, it's not. That's not good.
Would you like to talk not in the conversation, just like passing?
Yeah, it says specifically uses lashon. It's not sheina mi'inyan asuda. So just in terms of understanding the Mechaber, it's not 100% clear. Meaning, if you look, I don't know if I gave it to you here. I didn't give it to you here, but the Gra and the Nosei Kalim on the Mechaber explain why. What would be the svara to dip it in Charoses? What would be the svara not to dip it in Charoses? So the svara to dip it in Charoses is pretty clear. We saw from the name of the Rush, because if we're trying to make a zecher to Hillel, this is what Hillel did, right? So, but on the other hand, if you say that you shouldn't dip it in Charoses, that doesn't make so much sense. What's the reason not to? Probably the same thing we've been talking about all the time. The Lashon of the Gra is, he says, Dekvar Yotza Mitzvah Charoses, the Tibul Arishim, meaning you were already Yotze, the Mitzvah Charoses, when you dipped it the first time. Now the Charoses is a Rishus, it's not part of any Mitzvah, and therefore you're now being Mevatel, the Kricha, and it's becoming a nothing. So it sounds like, you know, they're basically having a different kind of a hakira in terms of what is the mitzvah of Korech Bezman Hazeh. Meaning, we said before, stam, we want to make a zecher to the way things were done in the Beis HaMikdash. So is it that simple? Or is it more like the way we read in Tosfos? What do I mean by that? Meaning, you could say Korech is, it's nice to remember the good old days of the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no real halachic value to what we're doing. Or you could say, no, according to Hillel, the mitzvah derabanan of Morer would be different than what we're doing. The mitzvah derabanan of Morer would be matzah and Morer. Right? He says the only problem would be if you ate the matzah that way too. Then you'd be stuck because matzah is still deraisa. But according to Hillel, you should be eating matzah together with Morer. So what are we essentially doing? Are we making the bracha... Are we making the Korech in order to be Yotzei according to Hillel? Or are we making the Bracha just, we were already Yotzei, but like we want to remember the way Hillel did things? So if we're trying to stam remember the way Hillel did things, so you would say that who cares about the Bracha? The Bracha is old news. We already Yotzei our mitzvahs, now we're just stam making a Zecher and we're having fun, right? And therefore, of course you dip it in Charoses. Hillel dipped it in Charoses. Why wouldn't you dip it in Charoses? So it's a nice zecher, right? But if you say that we're actually trying to be Yotzei the mitzvah, so you were already Yotzei the mitzvah of Charoses, now you shouldn't dip it in Charoses because the problem mitzvah is mevat lazuazu. You hear? So if you hold that it's a real, we're trying to actually accomplish something halachically, you can't dip it in Charoses. If you hold we aren't, we're just making a nice zecher, then you can. The problem is, it doesn't work. The problem with it's a nice chakir, but it doesn't fit. Look in the Mechaber. Mechaber holds what? You do dip it in Charoses, but what also should you be makbid for? Don't talk between the brachas on the matzah and the mara. So he's like playing both sides of the fence, right? He's saying, on one hand, you know, stam azecher, dip it in the Charoses. On the other hand, you know, you have to, you're trying to be Yotzei, the other shita of Achilas Matzah and Mara, you want to do it right. So you want to have a bracha on it. So it's hard to understand what the Mechaber is saying. So I don't think it's such a... In the end, I don't think it's such a kasha. I think it could still work out. Because what did you accomplish when you ate Mara before in Charoses, according to Hillel? What did you accomplish?
Nothing.
Right. Maybe nothing. Meaning, if the halacha was definitely like Hillel, would the chachamim have been misaking a mitzvah achilas mara without matzah? Pashtus is like Tosus. No, they wouldn't have, right? I don't know. The lashon of Tosus again was the e hava kaimelan kehillel. If we would have passed him like Hillel, hava abdin and hachi matzah lechuda v'hadar matzah umara bekricha kaven shitzarich lasos nidarabanim mitzvah kricha kehillel. Right? So it would be a durabanan and a durabanan. Matzah durabanan and mara durabanan. So according to Hillel, were you yotzei the mitzvah of achilas mara just now? Pashtus not. So you weren't yotzei the mitzvah of achilas mara, even because that's not the way the rabbanan would have instituted it. And therefore, you really did nothing a second ago. So now you have to do mara the right way. by wrapping it together with matzah. And okay, and how would Hillel have you? So Ein Achinami, you were already yotzi the mitzvah of charoses, but you did it wrong. You were yotzi the whole mitzvah of charoses on a false pretense. You did everything wrong. So you dip it again in the charoses. Yeah, I can't get involved in that. That's a separate discussion. But we paskin not. We paskin it's only a mitzvah as a, you know, as a what's the lashon hara? A condiment. You know, it's only a dipping sauce for us. You know, the others say no, you mamash have to eat a kizayis of charoses. You know, so that's because it's a mitzvah in and of itself, right? So basically, you can still say that you dip the matzah maror combo in charoses because you weren't really yotze the mitzvah darabonah before, like the mechaber. I think the mechaber is holding that way, and the das that argues on the mechaber, it's not saying that no, you hold it's just a zecher and I hold it's a real halachic issue. That's also a halachic issue, saying that. Whether you like it or not, the mitzvah of charoses is not totally in the other mitzvahs. Mitzvah of charoses is its own thing, and therefore you were yotzi the mitzvah of charoses now. So in Echinami, even if you're trying to be yotzi Hillel Shita, the charoses is now only a reshus. So in other words, the fact that you were yotzi the mitzvah of charoses under false pretenses doesn't really make a shred of difference. Saying the fact that you still need to be yotzi the mitzvah of Mara correctly and means that you can't dip it in charoses because you were yotzei charoses. So maybe that's the machlokas, but they're both shitas, whether you should dip it or whether you shouldn't dip it, might be holding that really would not stop making a nice little zecher. There could be those that hold that as well, but it's not stam a zecher that we're trying to do. It's really we're trying to be yotzei the halachas according to Hillel as best as possible, which now, because of the way we did business, doesn't include charoses. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to say over. Just an interesting ha'ara from the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura paskins, you should dip it in charoses, by the way. But he says, don't go against your minig. Ayin b'achronim she'eskim with the ikar k'das ha'rishonim, k'dei ha'rishona, like the first opinion, you should dip it. Kolmakom hechi denog nog. He says, don't go against your minig. You know, you're going to... Mishnah Brura knew about family fights at the Seder, so he wasn't interested in, causing too many arguments at the Seder table. But the last thing, he's just looking at the Bir Halacha. He's, I don't know why he got so upset about this, but he did. He says, he's very angry about the Mechaber saying that you should say the word Zechel of Mikdash Kehillah. Take a look at what he says. Kosha, halo amiruzu have a hefsik bein bracha lekricha. It's a hefsik. V'amechaber... All right, so you'll tell me the mechaber is of the opinion, stamanai zecher, so you can say, well, you can give a 20-minute speech before you eat the korech then. It's fine. He says, but the mechaber himself says not to be mafsik. And here he's telling you to be mafsik? Right? So he says, what's it talking about? So what's the answer, guys? What's it? Simple teretz. Why is it not a hefsik? Tzarech zuda, you're just announcing why you're eating. So listen to the next line. He goes,
part of the whole thing.
What?
Depending on
Yeah.
Not just that you're talking about it, like after you watch your live talk about Kala, it's almost a requirement for you without reading.
Yeah. So there you go. So it says, V'dolchak lomar, degama mirazu havi me'inyan asu de kemo tol brich. Says, no, that's dolchak. Really? It sounds partial. Mr. Bruce says, not having it. No way. Says, I don't want that terrace.
What's tol brich?
What? It says, like when you hand somebody the bread, say, take it, make a bracha. You know, like, that's tzarech. Like, listen, I mean, nowadays you go to the Shabbos table, and let's say the father wants the salt. So there's a lot of different ways you can give them the old, shaking sign, and you can be like, salt. Right? You can whisper it or mouth it. And say, lamaisa al pi halacha. You can just say, can you please pass the salt? Right? That's, it's not really, but that's not the same as this, because that's the difference between the tilos yadayim and hamotzi versus hamotzi and actually eating the bread, where you would try to minimize the hefsik at all costs, right? So if you could get away with a lesser hefsik for the salt, you should. So that's what Mishnah Brura is saying here also. You have to get away with the least possible hafsakos, even in Tzor Chesuda. So he says, this is too big of a hefsik. He's not buying this idea that it's Tzor Chesuda, right? So he says, U'be'emes lo matzasi l'shum posek hai lishna shekosev ha-mechaber rakos with the kricha zuhi zecha l'mikdash. Because the Mechaber made this up. You're not supposed to say anything. It says that you're supposed to do it Zeichel HaMikdash. It doesn't say you should say the word Zeichel HaMikdash. Now he goes, V'olai lav dafka kosav ha-mechaber. Maybe the mechaber himself didn't mean to say it. So he says, V'omer ochlin, ele shetzorach metchil lahaschel lechol v'achar kach yomer hagadazu. Maybe you should first start eating, then say it. He says, V'lule de mistafina, if I wasn't scared to say the following, right, I would say, right, B'mechilas kvodo, I will now trample on his covet. Right, the have amina de tzorach lomar b'mechaber v'tovelas, v'tovla b'charos, zeichel ha-mikdash kehilo, k'losh na'shas, v'chol ha-poskim, v'hai v'omer, who shit for the lishna. So he says, it's a printer's error that he said you should say it. He says, but you shouldn't say it. All right, well, nice. There are those that do say it. I think nowadays the minhag Yisrael is to say it. It could be for a good reason, not a good reason. Just that's what it said in the Maxwell House Haggadah. So finish, that's the posik of Klal Yisrael. Finish. Well, nice. So the Mishnah Berurah is against it. Once again, you know, if you're not going to fight about whether or not you dip it in charosis at the table, don't fight about whether or not I should say the zecher at the table either. Mistama, you can be rely on the minhag olam. But it's just interesting that the Mishnah Berurah is so eish lahava against being mafsik after the bracha. Where you see clearly that he's so into this idea that you can't be masik because we're trying to be yotzi the mitzvah according to Hillel, not stama an izecher, not stama an izecher that we're trying to do. But like you said before, if you hold of the other side of the equation that maybe it's stama zecher, so then you would almost have to say it. It would be part of the whole thing if you would eat the zecher lemikdash without saying zecher lemikdash. So you wouldn't really be accomplishing anything. Like, it could be that it's not nikur in any way that when you do it, you're making a zeichel hamikdash. You just a little matzah, a little salad. You know, it's good. What?
A new mitzvah
zeichel.
You have to do this specific zeichel.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I would assume incorporated into the takana of the zeichel would be that you should actually know what it's doing. You don't want to just have a zecher and like nobody have a clue what's going on.
Maybe that's what the Mechaber. Not just that it's a zecher and that's why you have to say it. It's a new mitzvah of zecher.
Yeah, but then why wouldn't it include the brachas also? I mean, why would he care about the old brachas?
Because the brachas are for the actual mitzvah. This is a takana of a zecher to the mitzvah. You can't do the brachas because the brachas only apply to the mitzvah.
No, but then why does he care so much that it should be linked to the previous brachas?
Because it's a zecher. That's the function of the zecher. Do it as close as possible, but it's a new type of
stuff. It could be. Yeah, there is room to say such a thing. I hear. No, in the times of the Gemara, they said you should do it Zeichel HaMikdash. The question is, what are you doing Zeichel HaMikdash? Just stam the Torah Zecher. It's not a trying to be Yotzei the Shita of. I mean, it's the same Chakir was saying, but he's saying that it takes on a life of its own. But the pashtus is that it should still be linked to the brachas because it's linked to the Iker Mitzvahs of Achilas Matz and Mar. If it's just its own thing, then maybe it wouldn't be linked to the brachas. So that you're saying, so how are you saying that it should be linked to the brachas? That's the part I'm not understanding. Yeah, but then why does he care so much about the hefsik? Why does the mechaber?
To be as close as possible, but not to the point of the brachos, because it's not the actual mitzvah.
He's saying because yeah, if you look in the Mikroi Kodesh, I think he says something along those lines. Check it out. I'm not 100% sure that's what he meant. I read it very quickly, but it could be he says something similar to what he's saying.
Mr. Ruin 7 says that you can go either way, so it seems like it's not such a big deal.
The charosis.
Yeah,
I think he thinks it's a big deal. He just thinks that he's not going to start big fights at the Seder because, I don't know.
But I'm saying, obviously, it's not mbatal.
Well, no. He's saying that within there are Rishonim on both sides, meaning he's saying, like, clearly the Rishonim, who said their opinion, thought it was a big deal, but in halacha, you can't always be machriya between machlokas and Rishonim. He says you should, but what can I tell you? Like, there are Rishonim to rely on the other end.
If he holds, because he really holds that you should dip, he holds that in the Korach, it's just an Izecha, but it's not actually
No, so we tried to prove that that's not necessarily what he holds. And especially since the Mishnah Brura is so eish lahava against the Mechaber, saying you can't make any kind of hefsek, it's ridiculous. What are you talking about? So like, okay, so it's hard to say that he holds it's stam a nice little thing at the end. It's totally connected to the Brura.
So according to this Lima, the Mara we eat could be completely nothing.
Our Alachilas Mara could be nothing, yeah. And the Korah could be the Mara.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. That's what we're saying. What? Okay, well, nice. It's you know, that's why we do both. That's why we do both. So don't, try not to be masik too much.
What I said earlier, like that, you can. What it tells us is you can do the masav and you can do the korech, and because.
No, I hear what you guys had good tightness. It's clearly against the Gemara. I just don't know why.
How's it against the Gemara?
How's it against the Gemara? Because Hillel could have come up with that solution very easily.
Because he didn't come up with that solution.
Generally, the Mahalach is, once in a while, if the Gemara says, like, Kasha, this is a Kasha, you're like, we'll leave it. So then we say, okay, the Gemara didn't give this Teretz, but the Rishonim give Terutzim and everything. But here, it's Hillel basically, Dafka said, don't do what I would love for you to do, because you won't be Yotzi Mitzvah probably. Meaning, you could say reasons why we don't want to skip the Mitzvah Daraisa in favor of doing the Mitzvah Darabanan and being, you know, disgracing the Mitzvah Daraisa by being Mavatalit, you know, like... You hear the Taina a little bit. I'm just not sure if that's the reason, but for some reason the Gemara just was not interested in that suggestion. I don't know why. All right, let's hold here.